This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
RJ's on the phone. Sometimes he, like, treats us like we're an answering machine service. Like, he just really likes to talk.
So he doesn't let us say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play along, though. He's a nice guy.
So, every day right now, or all day today, should be just a shaggy day. Like,
all right, he can't hear us.
Yeah, you guys should definitely.
So, how was your weekend?
Like,
you got to hang out with some of your old buddies?
Yeah, like,
school?
Guys I grew up with. I've known since I was, like, 2 years old. It was just so refreshing.
Okay, that's so wonderful. What'd you cook for them?
Ribs.
Really good?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, Maddie Matheson, who does, like, the Supper Time show.
Oh, yeah.
Has, like, the best recipe for ribs, so I'll kind of mimic that.
That's awesome.
All right, should we see if RJ's still talking, or?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
You bring me shelter from the rain. You breathe life in me again. Yeah, it's a good song.
60% of male managers say that they're uncomfortable mentoring women. 60%.
I get it.
Why?
Careful here, Ryder. No, I just think 60% are maybe a little uncomfortable with it, but it was about time that guys started feeling a little uncomfortable about how they handle work situations, because I think it probably is because they look themselves in the mirror and say, damn, over the last 20 years, I've probably said some stuff that'll get me in trouble.
Yeah, okay, the 60% of men that are being surveyed need to quit.
No.
They should not be.
No, come on.
No, honestly, if you're uncomfortable mentoring a woman, you need to reevaluate why you're in that position to begin with.
How about that they need to learn how to be comfortable again, though?
What is so hard about
supervising
or guiding a human being or just being a nice person?
For sure. And I think the majority of those, even the 60%, know how to do that. But I think the whole Me Too movement scared a lot of dudes. And like I said, it was time that we were scared. And us dealing with feeling a little uncomfortable at work is nothing in compared to what women have gone through for generations in the workplace.
I feel like that's a chef saying, I don't know if I can do my job, like I might have a bite of a fry. I don't know. That was probably a really bad comparison. I was just trying to think. That's like someone that works at a bank being like, I don't know if I could work here. I might be accused of stealing. Do you know what I mean? So how are they treating the women at work? Are they avoiding them because they're scared?
I think it honestly just shook up a lot of guys, and they're like, just because they're uncomfortable with it doesn't mean they're not going to still do a good job, though. They might go in with a bit more hesitation to one-on-one meetings.
I feel like if you just don't treat or perceive a woman as a sexual partner or make them feel uncomfortable, then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with being nice. Women aren't intimidated or feeling threatened because a person's kind to them and telling them that they're doing a good job or trying to make them better at their job. I don't know. I read this and I was like,
60% of men are losers.
Yeah, get out of here.
Trending this hour.
The Raptors could become NBA champions tonight. Game 5 goes in TO.
Ooh.
Speaking of big sports games, Canada in action today to kick off their tournament at the Women's World Cup.
Love it. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have tied the knot over the weekend. Kind of lame, though. They both had an identical social media post. Like, did you write it together? Did one of you write it and you're like, can you copy and paste that to me and then I'll write the exact same thing?
Which cool. I'm fine with if it's like, hey, we have Oprah tickets at 7:10 a.m. Let's
so we
both do a
okay.
post on it. But yeah, you'd think you'd want to get a little more creative with like your shout out to your future, like you're the partner for the rest of your life, potentially.
Yeah, you might as well just make a joint account. Like, what are you doing?
Right, exactly.
Come on, you're starting off real lame here with this marriage.
That was a significant amount of attention to God in the post as well. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Like, that was
they love God.
In front of God and our parents. It's like, yo, your parents raised you, though. Why? They should be first.
If I were Anna Faris, I'd be so annoyed. You scroll once, you see Pratt post that, and you're like, okay, whatever. You keep scrolling, you're like, Catherine!
The same thing.
Same? Come on. All right, so Justin Bieber had a really weird tweet over the weekend. Ryder thinks he was drunk. I'm personally kind of worried about our boy. He wrote, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon.
Tom Cruise is almost 60. Is that like a little unfair?
Also, Tom Cruise is 5'2", so of course Justin Bieber would win.
Well, what?
That's just a given.
A 25-year-old who works out every day, challenging a 60-year-old to a fight. Like, it sounds like my hometown bar on a Friday night. Lisa lost a bet on Friday when we had our friend Jen in, who is a nail technician, as her side hustle. The loser of this bet had to get their nails done, however the winner chose.
So you gave me...
boob nails.
Boobs. 3D boobs. So they actually...
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That's a nice...
A lot of people thought they were pimples.
Yeah, they're a nice A cup.
Right.
And yeah, they look like pimples that have been popped because there's the red dot on top.
Yeah.
And it was an embarrassing weekend for me. I had to hide a lot. I had to hide my hands a lot. So thank you.
And paying for things, not good, eh?
Well, it was actually quite nice. That was my excuse. I'm like, well, I can't pay. I can't go up to a till looking like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. I used to work in a car dealership. I was the receptionist there. And this was when I was 16, 17. And I always had cracked, nasty nails.
Mm-hmm.
It was when Lindsay Lohan was bringing back black nail polish.
Okay.
So I was repping that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't go and spend money at salons. I was trying to save money, right? So I would use my own nail polish, the cheap stuff. It would crack off. And I remember one of the salespeople one day being like, you know that your nails are the first thing people are going to notice when they come in here, right? And I never really thought much about it. But now when I go places, I always look at nails.
Huh.
So when I'm talking to you with my hands right now, I notice that, are you even listening to me or are you looking at my nipples?
Millennial dads, not great at stuff, apparently.
Okay.
According to new research, when it comes to everyday DIY fixes.
Do it yourself.
Millennials are terrible. So this is 1,000 millennial dads and then 1,000 baby boomer dads were asked the question. And when it comes to emergency handiness scenarios, they fall short in every category. They're less likely than the boomers to be able to change a car tire on the side of the road, unblock a toilet or sink, reset a trip circuit breaker, or open a stuck pickle jar with their hands.
Well, you got to use a knife.
Yeah, and just tap it around the sides.
Yeah, in every corner, and then not corner, because it's usually a circle. And then
yeah.
That makes it pop off real easy. That is why we are so blessed to have things like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because our parents didn't.
No.
And they just figured it out on their own.
Yeah.
Or their grandpa sat them down and they were like, listen, kid, you need to know some things.
Millennial dads reported to not owning cordless drill, stepladder, screwdrivers, or even a hammer. 32% of millennial dads don't own a hammer. And that is an item owned by 93% of boomer dads.
One of my friends moved in with a guy, like they're just roommates, and her dad came over to help her build her bed.
Mm-hmm.
When he got there, he's like, okay, so you have a male roommate, where's the toolkit? And when he saw this toolkit, it was hilarious to him because it was one of those ones you buy from like Walmart that's
right.
Like really tiny.
Yeah, yeah, for like your car.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, what am I going to do with it? I can't do anything with it. Where's the power drill? And she's like, he doesn't own one.
Oh.
Because he's in his 20s.
Right.
So let us know, are you a millennial? But you have the toolkits. Can you do things on your own without Googling it?
I feel like this area of the world, there's probably handier guys than most.
For sure.
And here's the thing. And millennials, this goes far beyond just like this survey about household tools and stuff. Millennials take it pretty hard on the chin from the baby boomers for not knowing how to do this stuff. But where the hell were the baby boomers to teach us how to do these things? Like, I look at my life and I didn't learn how to do a lot of the things that I should know how to do because my dad was too busy. He just didn't take the time to teach me. It's kind of the baby boomers' fault.
My dad would get home from working like a 12-hour shift and he was probably exhausted. And we'd be us three girls were probably so annoying to him. He'd probably be like, can you just leave me alone? I want to watch TV for a bit.
Right.
And then he'd fall asleep watching TV.
Whereas like the baby boomers' parents were like teaching them how to build bars.
Yeah. The other day I saw a tweet from a fellow radio woman, MK, tweeted out saying, my boyfriend and I are talking about our Shoppers Optimum points cards. Is this what getting old is all about? Like, that's what we're passionate about? And I replied saying, I'm sorry, you know a guy that owns a Shoppers Optimum points card? Sounds like a unicorn to me. And she wrote back saying, the first words out of his mouth as we entered the store were, it's 20 times the points today. Is this love? Yes.
Lock it down.
I don't know a single dude that owns a Shoppers Optimum points card, and I'll never understand it.
Okay, what have you actually gotten with it before?
Are you kidding
me? Okay, wow, you were actually really mad about this.
$1 that you spend every time you shop is basically 10 points. Once you get 10,000 points, you can get free stuff.
This is what happened when Canadian Tire came out with the Canadian Tire money, and all of a sudden my car would be full of it, and it's all worth 5 cents.
That's different.
It's useless.
That is so different. Because you can use your Shoppers Optimum points card at Superstore, at Shoppers Drug Mart, when you fill up your gas tank.
By the way, this isn't a commercial.
No, it's not. And this is not a hashtag ad. I just actually can't believe that people don't. It's free. You just get the card, man.
Yeah. You know, I guess I can understand it, but in a different way. I have like that WestJet credit card, and it pays for a trip out to Victoria with my daughter to see my parents every year. Like that, it covers my flights. And then mom will offer to pay me, and I just won't tell her that I got it for free off my rewards.
Ryder, that's rude.
And then I'll just get money. So I get money by going to my mom's.
Cody wrote in saying, PC points are great. Between the points card and the credit card, we get roughly $1,200 a year in points.
Yeah, $1,200 a year in points? That's
a lot of money, Ryder.
That's how guys need to hear it, though.
Okay.
As soon as I hear that, that's like, whoa, that's huge.
Yeah. Those points add up.
Every time I've talked to a girl about it, they're like, oh, yeah, you can get triple points today. Triple points of what? Points don't mean anything
to me. It's 20 times the optimum points.
See, you're going back to the points again. Brag about it. That's what the segment Good On Ya is all about. We share victories that we've had. It's a supportive community. Monday mornings start everybody's week off right.
So let us know what you have accomplished lately. You might just win yourself some booster juice. Tracy wrote in saying, I didn't commit murder when my boyfriend put my load of hang-to-dry clothes in the dryer. All of them. So, yeah. You want to hang those clothes so they don't shrink. So that would infuriate me for sure.
Yeah, she would have came home and wanted to hang her man.
Good on ya!
Adam wrote in with a picture, and I love this. It says, congratulations on your hole-in-one.
What?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm always really proud of people for accomplishments, except for that. I'm just so
why?
I'm just so jealous. The 1 year I hit 100 rounds one summer, didn't even get close. My brother hit 2 rounds. He's a terrible golfer. Gets a hole in one. It's just ugh. It's by chance. It's luck.
You're being very negative. That's enough.
Sorry.
Moving on. Donna wrote in saying, I accomplished by not using the F-bomb for an entire day.
Whoa.
You know, that's pretty good.
Good on you.
Chantel said, I let go of a friendship I was holding on to for years. We have changed as people. We are no longer compatible. It was hard, but I feel a heavy weight has been lifted. Good for you, Chantel.
Nice, champ. Good on your mind.
And I love this one. It's so cute. I got to the 4th step on a ladder. Needless to say, I'm scared of heights. That's really good that you're trying. I should do that.
Mm.
1 step at a time.
You're fairly clumsy. Like, I think one wipeout and it would even get worse, your fear of heights,
I know,
right?
My toes need braces.
Maybe start with just stairs.
Guyford, Mike, good on ya.
I'll go first today, if you don't mind. Lisa's still looking for a story.
No, I found a story. I just want to make sure I get it right.
Okay. Shout out to the Girl Scouts in Arlington, Virginia, who are using their phone addictions for some good, actually. They've decided to take some time and teach senior citizens how to use their phones, how to set up their laptops. So, like, all of the websites they visit, all three of them, are like bookmarked, things like that. They go through and help them with other technology that they're struggling with as well. But I just think this is cool when young people can use something that they get criticized a lot about, which is an addiction to technology, for some good, to help old people develop that addiction.
Tell me something good.
It does always bug me when my parents are like, Lisa, get off your phone. And I'm like, I'm sorry that I just thought of a hilarious tweet.
Yeah, that's
going to get thousands of likes.
That's how you got your career, though.
That's true.
Via Twitter is where I found you, and that's when we started working together. So
there you go, Mom.
Yeah, stuff it. Stuff it, Dad.
Apparently, it's really expensive to buy a coffin. You know, you see them on Costco's website all the time, and you're like, I don't know.
Costco?
Did you know that Costco sells coffins?
Are you, like, buying for your whole family
there? Yeah, I know,
right? Like,
do you buy it in bulk?
Do they come in 6-packs?
But anyway, they're expensive, and a lot of the wood coffins are chemically treated. A lot of people use concrete burial vaults, liners, urines. And anyway, it just costs a lot of money. Thousands of dollars. This woman actually created a biodegradable urn out of dryer lint, flour, and water so she could give it to people that didn't have as much money.
Oh.
Plus, it's better for the environment.
Tell me something good.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.